Hare Krishna, a Riva from Noida asks how in ISKCON someone accepts a spiritual master. And the answer can be found if someone, the general process of accepting a guru or recognizing a guru is found in Srila Prabhupada's books. The responsibility, the onus on recognizing a guru is on the prospective disciple. And Prabhupada gives the very poignant example that if you want to buy gold, you have to know what it is, what it looks like, how much it costs, where it can be bought, and then you go to that place to purchase it. Otherwise, if you just go to the vegetable market looking for gold, you're going to end up being cheated. You end up getting potatoes instead of gold. And why? Because you get we're fooled, tricked. So this idea that responsibility is on the individual and that one has to be educated and even educate oneself in order to be able to move forward in spiritual life, especially by making this step, that responsibility is on the individual. Don't expect to be told. Now there's more. What about accepting the spiritual master in ISKCON? Well, ISKCON's an institution. And if someone joins an institution, then it's sort of expected that that person knows what he's joining. If you join a club, then you know what the rules and regulations, what the rights and obligations in that club are. If you're the citizen of a country, you have to know the laws. Ignorance is no excuse. Similarly, if someone is a member of ISKCON, then find out what's ISKCON's direction on accepting a spiritual master. There are disciple courses, there's courses for the spiritual masters, there are resolutions, there are different rules to both protect prospective disciples and guide them. These are all there, and they're available. You can go to them online, both for courses as well as for GBC resolutions and standards. So it's not something that is hidden away or is some kind of great secret, but it's the duty of a member of ISKCON to know how ISKCON works. And this is just one of the details that's devotee's responsibility. Unfortunately, in many cases, devotees don't take this responsibility very seriously. For them, being in ISKCON means chanting Hare Krishna and reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And while that's true, there's more. This is more, that this is an institution meant to spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Therefore, we should not neglect to know what are the responsibilities that come along with that. So, we accept a spiritual master by getting guidance from the society and by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Okay, the second question here is, how does one become a Madhyamadhikari? A quick and brief answer for that is go out on book distribution. As soon as you go out on book distribution, you become face-to-face with what is at least required of a Madhyamadhikari and the qualities that you require in order to be able to preach. Tatikshuva, Karunika, Suvrida, Savadehina, and so on. So everyone requires to come up to the platform of Madhyam Adhikari, otherwise being a Kanishtha Adhikari is a very risky or tenuous situation. It's very easy to fall down from there. However, obviously, there's more than just going out on book distribution or preaching. You have to study Srila Prabhupada's books. You have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra appropriately. And by reading Shastra, one's intelligence becomes fixed and one's able to control one's senses. One's faith grows. And by chanting Hare Krishna, the heart becomes sufficiently purified. So read books, distribute books, preach, and that then becomes the path towards Madhyam Adhikar. And Madhyam Adhikar means that we simply have the intermediate qualification for practicing devotional service. Ultimately, we should have Uttam Adhikar. We should have the topmost qualification. And that topmost qualification is very deep knowledge and very, very strong faith. So this word Adhikar means qualification. So what is the qualification for practicing Krishna consciousness? Different people can practice Krishna consciousness with different types of qualification. It's just like if you want to be a runner. So you have very little qualification you're not really much into training and you don't want to train, say that you have very, very short legs. You don't have much qualification for running. On the other hand, if you're into training 8 hours a day, and if you've got long legs and you've got big lungs, that you have good stamina, then you have good qualification for being a runner. Of course, these are material considerations, but example. So it isn't that you need to have big lungs in order to be a successful devotee, but you have to have knowledge and faith. So these are the two things that Rupa Goswami gives. Strong faith comes by good association, and knowledge comes by study of Shastra. So if a person has these things, then he is best situated for practicing devotional service. That's what Adhikar means. It doesn't immediately mean that he's become very advanced. It just means that he's got the best chance for becoming very advanced. Hare Krishna.